Okay, Rabosa, good morning. Today's daf is Shabbos daf Lamed Ches. We are on the bottom of Lamed Zayin Amud Beis. And the Gemara had been talking about different topics, or different aspects, rather, of Shehiyah, of leaving food on the stove Erev Shabbos and into Shabbos. Again, Shehiyah is, again, like I said, Chazara is to return food to the whatever you have, the blech, the kira, the oven, etc. And obviously the case in our Mishnah and our Gemara is the Kira, but we're still talking about Shehiyah. We'll talk a little bit more about Chazara later in the daf. But we are, we are like 15 or 20 lines up. Amar Le Abaye Rav Yosef. Mine is the second word on the line in my Gemara. So Amar Le Abaye Rav Yosef. Ma'olishos. What can you do Shehiyah? Now, obviously, that's very vague. We talked about a number of, you know, conditions that need to be present. A number of aspects of the halacha is the kira garfu katum, meaning are the coals taken care of? Are we concerned shemichate? Is it cooked entirely? Is it not cooked entirely? Is it mitzamek v'yofalo? Is it food that will continue to get better as it cooked, or food that will continue will get worse as it cooked? So Tosos says he's asking one of two questions. Either if you look at the Tosos on the bottom, be'ina grufa, the question is where it's not garfu katum, meaning you still have these live coals there, and there's a concern shemeyachata that you may come to stoke the coals. V'lo bishal kol tzarko, and it's not entirely cooked. Kaboy is that's the question. Oh, or the question is simply b'mestamik v'yofalo, that if, it could be fully cooked, but if it continues to cook longer, it'll get better. Maybe that's the question. But either way, the Gemara answers like this. Amalei, Rav Yosef said back to him, HaRav Yehuda, mashalei v'achil, Rav Yehuda, you know, all the time, leaves food on a kira that's not garuf and katum, and he eats it, so clearly it's mutter. So Amalei said back to him, bar minei, Rav Yehuda. Forget what Rav Yehuda does. Dekeva de Mesukan hu, because he's not, Mesukan literally means dangerous, but he's in a scenario where his health is not so healthy, and he's in a life-threatening situation. Afilu b'Shabbos nami shari lemevedle, so it's even mutter to do this on Shabbos for him. You're not necessarily allowed to cook food for someone who has a chol sheyesh bo sakana. Right here, for whatever reason, the food helped his illness. Right, if a person, Rachman Tzlan, is a chol sheyesh bo sakana, you're allowed to violate Shabbos to save him, but not to do anything else. Right, it has to be related to his illness. So obviously, the food here had some sort of impact on his health, and therefore he needed it. So the question, levalach mayhi, so that the question is, what about for us? We're Baruch Hashem not chol sheyesh bo sakana. So Amar Leis, Rav Yosef said back to him, basura mashu. So in surah, they would leave it on a kira that was not garav and katum. The had the Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Mari the Uvdahava. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Mari the Uvdahava. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak was a Fruma guy. He's a Fruma Yid. The Uvda. He was a man who he was careful about what he would do. Umashu leva achil, and he would do shehiya, and therefore it is mother. Amar Ravashi. Ravashi says, "Kamina kamida Ravuna." Said in front of Ravuna, "Vishahin le kasa daharsana." I was hanging out with Ravuna, and he actually did this. He left this kasa daharsana. Rashi writes that is some sort of fish. Dagim hamuvushalim b'shmeinan b'kemach. It is fish that is cooked in their own oil and with some flour. So that type of dish. So he did this shehiyah with that dish. Ve'achal, and then he ate it on Shabbos. Clearly, it was mutter. But I actually don't know why he held it was mutter, because either it was mitzamek v'yafalo is mutter, that once it gets better, right? So we said mitzamek v'yafalo, again, it's so important to get these terms down. Mitzamek v'yafalo means if it cooks longer, then the food improves. Perhaps that he holds that scenario is mutter. Or imishum derkeven de isbe micha mitzamek v'ralohu. Or maybe because that dish has flour, as Rashi said, there's kemach in there, so then maybe it's mitzamek v'ralo. Maybe it gets worse as it goes, and then there's again no concern shemeyachat begecholim that you may come to stoke the coals. So Amar Rav Nachman says mitzamek v'yofalo aser mitzamek v'ralo muter. And that's what we've been saying, that if it gets better, so then it's aser because we're concerned that it may be If the coals are there, the coals are not taken care of, so you may come to stoke the coals in Mistamik Baralo, but if the food is going to get worse as it cooks longer, then you can leave it, even if the kira is not garuv and kotum. Klala de milsa, the rule in general by the food is kol de isbe micha Mistamik Baralo. Anything that has flour in it will get worse as it cooks longer. Right? Certainly, right, for example, you put challah in, you leave challah too long in the oven, so it's going to get toasty. Burnt to a crisp. The varmi tafshal delifta, except if you have a dish of turnips. The afal gav the ispe micha, because even in that scenario, so then mitzamik v'afalo, it gets better as it cooked. The hanimili, but that's only the ispe bisra, if there's also meat in there. Avalesle bisra, but if there's no meat, meaning it's just a vegetarian type of situation with turnips and flour, then mitzamik v'alohu, then it's going to get worse as it cooks. The isbe bisra nami, and even if it does have meat, lo armanela delo kaboyle orchin, and that's only if you don't have guests coming, right? Obviously, if you have guests coming, you need more food. So even if the meat, if the dish would technically get better as it got smaller, as it cooked longer, literally, mitztamek literally means got smaller. So when it cooks longer, it gets smaller, and yes, even though it's technically improving, but if you have guests, then you need more food. Avo kaboyle orchin, and therefore if you're having guests, then in stomach varalo, then by definition, if it gets smaller, if it cooks longer, it's going to be worse because you need more food to feed the orchim. Lafta is figs. Daisa is a type of like oatmeal. Vitamri and dates. Mitzamek varalohen get worse as they cook longer, as they get smaller, and therefore you don't have to worry about putting them on a kira that's not garuv from katan. Okay. Baba minayim Rabbi Chiya bar Abba. They asked Rabbi Chiya bar Abba. Let's say you forget, right? You put a pot of food on top of a kira that was not garuv from katum. According to the right, Rashi says, obviously, according to the Madamar, it says it's aser. Right? That's right. Not Chizkiya. Chizkiya said that Chananya said that it was mutter, regardless of whether it's garuv from katum. But according to the Chachamim, let's say you leave a pot of food on a kira that's not garuv from katum. Obviously, the food is not necessarily cooked, because if it was cooked completely, then it depends on whether it's mistamek for yalo, for yalo, etc. But we're talking about a food that was not necessarily cooked, and it's on a kira that's not garuv from katum. What's the din? Let's say you forgot. You left it there. So, ishtik v'lo amalo v'lo midi. So, b'chi bar abba didn't say anything. L'machar, the next day, nafag darshlehu. He went and gave a drasha. Apparently, he wanted to announce this to everybody. This is the halacha of Kadesh Yasu. Kadesh Yasu is that we said that if you do malacha on Shabbos, so you're not allowed to benefit from that malacha. And if you cook on Shabbos, b'shogeg, you are allowed to eat it. But if you did it b'mezid, then you are not allowed to eat it. There's a discussion in terms of whether you're allowed to eat it on Shabbos, or after Shabbos, but let's just leave that detail out. But the question is, if you're allowed to eat it or not. I think the Gemara elsewhere debates whether it's on Shabbos or not. But fine. But in the case of Shehiya, there is no difference between Mezid and Shogeg. That's what Rashi says. But here, by this Kedera, there's no difference between Mezid and Shogeg. Now, the problem with that is that he didn't say which way that leans. Meaning, yes, okay, I got you. Shogeg and Mezid are not different, but is it Yochal or Lo Yochal? Right? We had two options before. So the Gemara says, my v'lo shna. What do you mean there is no difference between Shogeg and Mezid? Rabba v'yosef damar tervayu le'atera. So Rabba v'yosef both say it's mutter, meaning regardless of whether it was Shogeg or Mezid, it's mutter. Mevashal hudika avid maisa, because if you cook, so by accident or on purpose, then you're doing a maisa. So therefore, b'mezid lo yochal. If you do it on purpose, you're not allowed to eat the food. Aval hai, but here the lo kavin maisa. But by shehiya, what are you doing? You put it on erev Shabbos. You just left it there. It's dinder rabbanan. You haven't done any actions. So therefore, b'mezid nami yochal. So you can even do it if you did b'mezid. So you can even eat the food because there was no maisa. Right, so when you do a maisa and isser, so that's much more serious, as opposed to shenfeltasa, when you don't do an isser at all actively, and just you leave something there, and something happens by itself. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak amar le yisura. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak says no. And he meant that it's both osur. It's osur to eat regardless of whether shogeg or mezid, because mevashel hu delu osur liyirume, liyirume. Because by cooking on Shabbos, which is a dindaraisa, people are not going to mess around. Liyirume means to play a trick or maybe do some sort of scheme. Meaning, people are not going to cook intentionally and bemaze it and then be like, oh, it was b'shogeg. Ah, mevashel is dindaraisa. People are not that krum. Yeah, so therefore, b'shogeg yochal. Therefore, if you do it b'shogeg, so you can eat it. Aval hai, da'as li rume, but here by shehiya, where you may come to be like, well, I did it on purpose, but no, I did it by accident. So then b'shogeg nami lo yochal. So to b'shogeg, we're not going to let you eat it if you left it on the kira. So Meisve, hold on one second. Rabbi Rav Yosef, you said that Rabbi Chiya bar Abba meant that it's mutter. Shachach, we have a brisa that'll contradict you. Shachach k'der al gabi kira, if you forgot a pot on top of a kira that was not garb from katum, ubishla b'shabes and it cooked on Shabbos, b'shogeg yochal, b'meizid lo yochal. If you can eat it, if you did a b'shogeg, if b'meizid, you cannot. B'medvarim morim, when is that? B'chamen shalu luchmo kol tzarko, mitav shav shalo bishal kol tzarko. That's only if it was not fully cooked. Aval chamen b'shogeg kol tzarko, mitav shal shal bishal kol tzarko, but if it was fully cooked before Shabbos, regardless of whether b'shogeg or mezid, either way you can eat it. That's different Rabbi Meir. That's Rabbi Meir's shita. Rabbi Yehuda says, if you have hot water that was fully hot, right, it was boiling already, so that or it was yatzolitis, but whatever it was, then that's mutter. But peneshim istamik v'ralo, because as long as the hot water keeps on cooking, so then it gets worse, right? It evaporates. You don't want hot water to cook too long. Vitavshil shibishal kol tzarko, but a food, some sort of dish that was fully cooked, that's aser. And peneshim istamik v'yafalo, because as it cooks and gets smaller, then it gets better. V'chom istamik v'yafalo. And everything, and in general, anything that is mistamik v'yafalo, kigon kruvu pulin basar taruf, not treif meat, but basar taruf means cut meat. Like if there's a dish with cabbage, or pulin is beans, or cut meat, so anything that's mistamik v'yafalo, those are examples of mistamik v'yafalo, so any case, in any scenario, that would be asar v'chom mistamik v'ralo motor, but anything that gets worse, then it is mutter to leave on a kira that's not garuf ukotum. Katani miya, however, meaning the bottom line is, that's a whole long brisa. But the question is, right, we said, the brisa says, tafshil shalo bishal kol tzarko. Yeah, that was the case. It can be eaten, right, if you left it on the kira that was not garuf ukotum, if you did a b'shogeg, but not b'mezid. Right, that's only b'shogeg, right, what did we say? What was the first thing we said? Shachach kadera al gabi kira, b'shogeg yochal, b'mezid lo yochal. So that's, you see a difference there. And so Gemara is going to say, Bishlam, the Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Lukasha. If you're going to tell me that Rabbi Chiya bar Abba's Shita was that both of them are Aser, like Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak said, Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, yeah, Kan Kodem Gzera, Kan Lachar Zera. So you can say that this Brisa was before they made the Gzera, that it's Aser, and Rabbi Chiya bar Abba was after the Gzera. But according to Rabbi Rav Yosef, that say that really Rabbi Chiya bar Abba meant it was mutter. So kodem gzeira kashemezid. If it was before the gzeira, i.e. that this was usher, so mezid is a problem because that brisa says that mezid is usher. Ola after gzeira kashinami shogeg. But if it's after the gzeira, meaning if that second brisa is after the gzeira, so why would b'shogeg it be mutter? Meaning either way, you're stuck. Amara says, Kasha, you're right, that's a problem. That doesn't really work out so well. And it seems that Rabbi Nachman bar Yitzchak was right, and that Rabbi Chiya bar Abba meant that it was also regardless of whether you did Shehiyah that was on a Kira that was not Garuf from Katum, whether you did it B'mezid or B'shogeg, it is going to be Pasur. Okay, so my Gzera, so the Gemara says, what was this Gzera? Amar Rabbi Yehuda bar Shmuel, Amar Rabbi Abba bar Kan, Amar Rav. Betchila hayu omrim. Originally, they said, you know, back in the day, avavashal b'shabbes b'shogeg yochal b'mezid lo yochal. If you cook on Shabbos b'shogeg, so then you can eat it, and b'mezid you cannot. V'hu'adin l'shochech. And so too, if you forget, you know, you leave food on a kira that's not garuf from katum. Same thing. There was a split between shogeg and mezid. Misharabu mashim b'mezid v'omrim shcheichem anu. Right, from people, and when once the people who did it on purpose, who left it on the fire, did shehiya on purpose, and said, "Oh, I guess we just forgot." So then chazru v'kanzru ala shochech. Then the chazal went and made a knas on people who forgot because they saw that this was running rampant, and they needed to stop it. Okay, we said before on lamed zayin amud aleph. We had a brisa between that quoted Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. Just to flip back for a second, Olam Zayin Amar Aleph. Yeah. So we had Toshma, kind of like in the middle of the skinny lines. If you have Beis Kiros Hamasir Mos, you have two Kiros that are next to each other, right? The twin Kiros. Achas Gruv Uktuma, Achas Shena Gruv Uktuma. Mashin al gabi kir al gabi grufam ktuma ve mashin al sheina grufam ktuma. Right, you're allowed to leave food on the one that is garf and katum, but you can't leave food. You can't do shehiya on the one that is not garf and katum. Umahin mashin, and what are you allowed to leave? Be shame omrim lo klum. Be sil omrim chamim v'lo tavshil. Be shame says you can't leave anything. Be sil says you can leave hot water and not regular food. Again, I'm reading the Brisa on Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. Akar, if you took it off, Divrei Kolo Yachzer. Everybody holds that you're not allowed to do Chazara. Divrei Rabbi Meir. That's Rabbi Meir's Shita. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Rabbi Yehuda says, Beis Shammai says, Chamim Vol Tavshil. Beis Hillel Omer Chamim Vol Tavshil. Rabbi Yehuda is like our Mishnah, that Beis Shammai allows you to put hot water, but not a dish. And Beis Hillel says you can even do a dish and hot water for Shehiyah. If you understand that, that's what it's talking about. Beishamai omrim no tlan of olam achzirin, and Beishamai says you can't do chazara, and Beishil says you can do chazara. So now flip back to our Gemara. We're going to have Kasha. The Gemara says, Kasha is Rabbi Meir, Kasha is Rabbi Yehuda, Ad Rabbi Yehuda. We have a stira between what we quoted here and what we quoted before. Again, in our brisa, Rabbi Meir says it's mutter to put food and hot water that was fully cooked if the kira is even if the kira is not gar from katum. Right before in the brisa we just read before on Lamed Zayin, he says only hot water can be left on a kira that's not gar from katum. And Rabbi Yehuda said in our brisa on Lamed Ches, yeah, that cook food that's left on a kira is usur if it's mistamek v'yafelo. But earlier, right on Lamed Zayin, he said that it's mutter to put fully cooked food. All right, you're allowed to put a tafshil on a kira that was not garuf v'katum. So the Gemara says, let's resolve that contradiction. Rabbi Meir lo kasha kan lechachila habediyeved. Right, in terms of the difference between Rabbi Meir's two shitas. So our brisa is b'di'evit, that in a chanami, Rabbi Meir holds that it's usur to put, you're only allowed to put hot water and not food. But once you do put the food, so b'di'evit, Rabbi Meir allows you to eat it if you did do shehiyah. Rabbi Yehuda, not b'lo kasha, but Rabbi Yehuda is also no problem, because kam b'garuf k'tumah, kam b'she'en agruf k'tumah. Because in the case on Lamed Zayin, so there the kira is not garuf k'tum, and here the kira, there on Lamed Zayin it is garuf k'tum, and therefore you can put hot food and hot water on it. But here, the brice over here is not, the kira is not garuf k'tum. And so therefore, Rabbi Yehuda is going to say that mitstamik v'yafilo is aser. Yeah, does that work out? Right, and if the kira is not garuf v'katum, he holds that it's aser, and also will say that it's aser for you to eat it after you leave it there. Fine. Okay. Iboilu, we asked a question about a different halacha, or a different aspect of the halacha. Avar v'shahamai. What happens if you did shehiyah? If you did shehiyah, what is the deal? Right, Rashi says, Mutal Ochlo Olo, right? Are you allowed to eat it or not? Right, Mikansu Rabbanan Olo. Is there a knas here? What's going on? Is there a knas with the Shehiyah? You did it on purpose. Right, Avar. Again, Avar implies Bemazid. So, let's say you did Bemazid, Shehiyah Bemazid. So, what's the halacha? So, Toshma, let's bring a proof. Amar Rabbi Shmuel Bar, Nosan Amar Rabbi Chanina. Kishalach Rabbi Yossi the Tzipori, when Rabbi Yossi went to Tzipori, Matzah Chamin Shenishtahu, Agabi Kira, there was hot water that was left on a Kira. Below Aser Lahan, it didn't say it was Aser, and seemingly implied that that would be mutter to eat. Beitzim Mitsumakos Shenishtahu Agabi Kira, and he also found these eggs, these kind of Tzimukim are raisins, so you can imagine that's it's like really shriveled up tiny eggs. Not that they're compared to raisins, but that's the same, that's the etymology of the word. So they have really small, tiny, shriveled eggs. And he said that that was usher for them to eat them. So mistama, right, the hot water is mistamik v'ralo, and the eggs are mistamik v'yofalo. So the Gemara says, my love loso Shabbos, does not mean that he said it's usher for you to eat the eggs right now. So the Gemara says, lo, the Shabbos abo. No, he meant, he asked them to do what they had done this Shabbos, or the next Shabbos. But it doesn't mean that he necessarily said that they were usher to eat. So the Gemara, we kind of, therefore, we don't really have, what's the Maskana? The Maskana we have before is that if Mestamek for Yafalo, so that is usher to eat. Okay. The Gemara says now, Mekhal the Beitzim Mitzumakos Mitztamkos V'yafalahen Ninu. That, I guess, as we pointed out, that implies that these eggs, these tiny, tiny eggs, are Mitztamek V'yafalo. And the Gemara says, in, yes, they are, the Amar of Chama Bar Chanina, Pamachas Nisarachti, Ani V'Rebi V'lamakom Echad. Once me and Rebbe were hanging out in the same place, they V'yil L'faneinu Beitzim Mitzumakos K'Uzradin. They served us these tiny eggs that were kind of like crab apples. And we ate a lot of them, implying that, you know, when the eggs get smaller, so they get better, because apparently Rav Chama Bar Chanina and Rebbe were pounding these eggs. Okay. We said in the Mishnah that, according to Beis Hillel, you can do Chazara. So, Amar Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes says the following. The Divrei HaOmer, Amar Beis, Machzirin, according to the the opinion that says Chazara is mutter, so afilu b'Shabbos, you're even allowed to do this on Shabbos, even meaning on Shabbos day, even the next morning. I mean, not only is it mutter to do it Friday night, but it's mutter even to put it on the next day. So v'av Rabbi Oshia sover af machzirin afilu b'Shabbos, and Rabbi Oshia also holds that Beis Hillel is talking about Shabbos. Shabbos day, meaning, Rav Oshia said, "Pama achas ha'isi omdin la'ila Rabbi Chia Rabba." Once we were hanging out with Rabbi Chia Rabba, the helenu lo kumkumus shalchamin, and they brought him out with modern Hebrew kumkum is a hot water maker. So they brought him, a kettle of hot water. Midyota hatachtona lidyota ha'alyona, from the bottom floor to the top floor. Umazagnu lo zakos, and he then diluted his wine with it. Vechzarunu lemkomo, and they brought it back to its place on the fire. Velo amar lanu davar, and he didn't say anything. So apparently, it is mutter even to do on Shabbos morning. Okay, Amar Rabbi Zrika, Amar Rabbi Ala, Amar Rav Tadai, lo shanu elish odin biyado. Now we're shifting here a little bit to Chazara, as we just pointed out. The Gemara doesn't talk about all the conditions of Chazara, at least at this point. He's going to mention a couple of them. Right? Just in Al-Pi Halacha, and it's probably good to mention at this point anyway, that when you learn these Gemaras, Daf Yomi, so for sure nothing should be gleaned from just the Daf Yomi Shir in terms of Halacha. Right? Don't be like, well, I learned this Mishnah, and therefore Shehiyah is Mutter, blah, 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 blah. Well, there's a lot of discussion from the Rishonim all the way down to the Shulchan Aruch and modern day poskim. So in terms of halacha, so learn this perek, but learn it alibid hildechusa and take your time with it, and don't just assume halacha is based on a daf yomi shir. And one illustration of that is that the Gemara here is going to talk about a couple conditions that are required for chazara, but it doesn't mention the others. And chazara needs to be for chazara to be mutter. You need four things to be present. You need mevashel kol tzorko. The food has to be completely cooked. It needs to be diet. The Gemara is going to mention diet olachzor. You have to have intent to put it back. It needs to be od beyado. The Gemara is going to mention that as well. And it also has to be gone from katum. The kira has to be the coals have to be gone. That's al pi halacha. But the Gemara is going to mention a couple of them. Some of them have been implied already from the Gemara we learned already. But lamaisa, it's probably a good point to stop here and just point that out. But anyway, as we dive into a little bit of halachos of chazara, so Amar Rav Zigal and Rabbi Abba Amar Rav Rabbi Tadoi, lo shono el she'odon biodo. Chazara is only mutter if the pot or the whatever you're taking off the kettle is still in your hand. Aval hanichan agali karka, but if you put it on the ground, so then it is aser. Right, meaning it's as if you took it off, you're not allowed to do chazara anymore. Rabbi Ami says, one second, Rabbi Tadai Dava, the Garmehu Dava, Rabbi Tadai is only doing this for himself. Elahachi Amar Rabbi Chia Rabbi Yochanan, because this is what Rabbi Chia said, the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Afilo Hanichan Gabi Karka Mutter. Even if you put it on the floor, it is Mutter. And the Gemara has a same machlokas by a couple other Rabbonim. Pligi Ba Rav Dimi Varav Shmuel Bar Yehuda. And both of them are quoting Rabbi Elazar. One of them says that if you hold it in your hand, so that if it's still in your hand, then it's mutter. But if it's on the ground, if you put it on the ground, so then it's aser to do chazara. And one of them says that even if you put it on the ground, so it's still mutter to put it back onto the kira. Amar Chizki Mishmei Abaye. Chizki is said the name of Abaye. Hada Amarta Odin Biado Mutter, that which we said that if it's still on your hand, it's Mutter Duchazara. Lo Amran El Shaddai Talachzor. That's only if it's combined with the fact that you had das, you intended to put it back. Right? You took the chont off out of the crock pot. Right? Your wife comes in 10 minutes later. Oh, I was going to serve that for Shalosh Shudas. Well, okay, it could be that. There's places to be mutter, but to be mekel. But lamaisa, you need to have odam biodo, and you need daita lachzor. You need to have intention to put it back on the, shall we say, blech. Aval ein daita lachzor, but if you didn't have das to put it back, so then aser. The Gemara says, Michal da'al gabi karka, afal pi shedaita lachzor aser. Right, that implies that if you put it on the ground, even if you have das to put it back, it's still aser. You get the amrei, another way to teach to learn that exchange. Amra Chizkiya says mishmei davai hada amarta gabi karka aser, that when you said that putting the pot or whatever the kettle on the ground is going to be aser, lo amra nelish ein daita lachzor. That's only if you do not have intention to put it back on the stove on the blech or whatever. Aval daita lachzor motor, but if you had das to return it, then it is motor. Which implies that if it's in your hand, that even though you don't have intention to put it back, then it would be mutter. It would be mutter to put it back as long as odam biodo was present. So we require both of them. Okay. Boy Rabbi Yirmiya asked, Tlan b'makel mahu. What about if you put it on a peg? You didn't put it on the ground. It's not in your hand anymore, but it's not on the ground. Right, so what's the deal? Is that like you're holding it, or is that like you put it on the ground? Hainichan agabi mita mahu. Let's say you put it on a bed. Boy Ravashi, pinan mimecham lamecham mahu. Let's say you poured the water from one pot to another, or one kettle to another. So is that considered, did you take your hand off? Is it as if you put it on the ground? Is that, can you do chazaros? So the Gemara says, teku. I'm not going to answer that for you right now. Okay. Now, A little bit of switching gears. We had pointed out, we started the parak with something called a kira, right? A kira was a rectangular type of heating pit, fire pit, where you would put coals on the bottom, and you'd have, it would be open on top, and you'd have at least enough room for two pots. So there are other types of, let's say, ovens, shall we call them, from back in the day. A kira is one of them. A tanur is a one that we're about to talk about, and a kubach is another. Both of them are mentioned in this Mishnah. A tanur is, Rashi says, just take the first Rashi in the Mishnah, I think. Yeah. Mitoksha Kutzer Lamala Varochov Lamata. It's like a cone shape. It's small on top, it's wide on the bottom. Niklar Homo Lutoko Tfe Mikira. So the heat in a tanur, and what they call a tanur, is much hotter than in a kira. A kira again was a little bit more rectangular, a little bit more open, but because of like the funnel shape of the tanur, so that's going to be a lot hotter, and you're going to see the halachas are different than that. A kupach, as the Gemara is going to point out today, is in between the two. A kupach, Rashi says, it was like a kira. It was rectangular, or I guess square in shape, but only had room for one pot, not two. So it was more. That was a square type of contraption. Okay, so let's, with that little background, let's dive into the Mishnah. Tanur shenesikua b'kasher b'gvava. Right, a tanur that was fueled with straw and grass. If you remember, so that we had no concern of shemei echada by a kira, if you fueled it with grass or straw. Right, so the Mishnah says, lo yitein ben tocho ben al gavav. If you're not allowed to put food on it. Right, the Maisa, you know, even though we have no concern in terms of Shemi Echata by Akira, we do have a concern of Shemi Echata by Atanur because the fire is so I guess it's much hotter, and then it could be that you want to kind of make sure the fire stays very, very hot, and you may come to stoke those coals, even though the straw and the grass is not something that you really usually normally stoke. Kupach, but this other kupach, which again is a square type of kira, which is not as big as a kira, but it's a square, and it's a little bit open on top. It's not funnel shaped like a tanur. So you see, kupa b'kasher gvara harei kikirayim. But so a kupa, if you put straw and grass inside of it, so that's like a kira, and it is much easier to put stuff on top of it. Gefas uveitim harei kutanur. But if it was heated with charcoal or wood, so then it is considered like a tanur. Like I said, it's in the middle. I think Gemara's going to kind of talk about this little bit strange halacha. So Gemara says, Tanur shi zikua. Let's say, we pointed out that a tanur that you heated with, we said grass or straw. So Rav Yosef Lamimar toko toko mamish. The Mishnah had said you can't put it either inside or on top. So Rav Yosef thought it meant literally inside, and al gabav mamish, and on top, mamish on top. Avalismok shaperdami, but again, we had before Shaila. Rav Yosef thought that maybe you can put a pot next to this tanur. Esme Abaye said, what are you talking about? Kupach, sheisikur, bekash, lugvor, hareki, kirayim, a kupach that you had, straw and grass type stuff. That's considered to like a kira because if geves uveit emari ketanur, if you put coals or wood, it's just like a tanur. I.e., it's usher to put food on top of it. Hak kira shari, even implying that it's like a kira, it would be mutter. So Ramaya Skinan, what are we talking about? What is the case in our Mishnah that we said it's like a kira and maybe it's like a tanur? What's going on? What's the case? Ilema agabav, if you're telling me you're putting it on top of the kupach, so uvemai, and what's the case? Ilema she'enu garifu katum, and maybe it's not garifu katum, meaning the fuel is still in there. So the Gemara says, el kira ke'enu gruvu katum agabav mishari. No one allows you to put, to do shehiya, on top of a kira that's not garifu katum. Right? Nobody says that, right? That was the last Mishnah. It's Allah of Lismach. Rather, it must be that the case in our Mishnah is that we're putting it next to the Kupach. V'katani arei kutanur v'asir. And he said that it's just like a tanur. If you fuel the Kupach with charcoal and wood, and you want to put a pot next to it, it's just like a tanur, i.e., it's asir. So apparently you see that it's asir. Right, Rav Yosef wanted to imply from the Mishnah that it's mutter to put a dish next to a tanur that was fueled with whatever. So Amar Rav Adi Bar Abba, Rav Adi Bar Abba said, no, haka b'kupach garfu katu, v'tanur grufu k'tum askinan. Here are the cases where the kupach and the tanur are both garfu katum. And this is what the Mishnah means. Hareyu k'tanur d'afal gav d'garfu katum agavav aser. That even though it's garfu katum, you're not allowed to put it on top. You're not allowed to put it on top of it. The ike kira kigufu k'tuma shaperdami. But if a kupa is like, if the kupach was like a kira, i.e., if it was fueled with the grass or the straw, so then it is mutter to put it on top because we're not concerned of Shema Yechate. Tani Kavasa de Abaye, so we bring a proof for Abaye that said that it's also to put food next to a Tanur. Tanur Sheisiko Bekasher Gvugvava. The Brisa says if you fueled a Tanur with straw or this grass type stuff, ain't som chelo. You're not allowed to put food next to it, a pot next to it. The ain't zarech lomar al gavav, and certainly you can't put it on top. Ain't zarech lomar toko, and certainly you can't put it inside. Ain't zarech lomar begefav suv eitzem, and certainly if you fueled it with charcoal or wood, right, all that stuff is aser. Kupach shesiko bekashu gavavra. Let's say you had a kupach, this square thing that has room for one pot, not two, like a kiro. So kupach, if you put in straw or this grass. So somchin lo, you're allowed to put food next to it. You're allowed to put a pot next to it. V'nosnin, and the change over there, the gra takes out the ain, because it just doesn't make sense. V'nosnin al gabov, and you're allowed to put it on top of it. But if it eats him, ain somchin lo. But if you use coal or wood to fuel it, so then you can't put a pot next to it. Amalei Ravacha, breid Ravela Ravashi. Hai kupach heichidami. What is this kupach situation? So I explained to you what it was, but that's based on this Gemara over here. It's actually the next Gemara. But the Gemara here wonders about... No, right. The Gemara here wonders about the dual nature of the kupach. How could it be like a tanur and like a kira in certain scenarios? How does that work? It's like schizophrenic. So, hai kupach heichidami. What's the deal with this kupach? Ika kira damu afila begefet sveitzim nami. If it's like a kira, so then even if you fuel it with charcoal and wood, it should also be mutter, as long as it's gar fukatum. Ika tanur dami, but if it's like a tanur, so then afila bekashu gvava nami lo. So there should be mutter to put food on top of it, even if you fuel it with this straw and grass stuff. Samarlei, nafish hevla midikira, vizuter hevla miditanur. And that's what we explained before, that it's nafish hevla, its heat is hotter than a kira, but zutar, but it's less hot than a tanur. So therefore, it's in the middle. Right? If you fuel it with straw or this grass, then it's going to be like a kira, because it's, again, like we said, it's not as hot, but if you already put the coals and the woods, then it's hotter than a kira, and it's going to be viewed like a tanur. Okay, now just one last point before, until the Mishnah, in terms of what the kupach looks like, and this is going to be based with the halacha we have mentioned a couple times already, since we started the cycle, of tumas kelim, that we know that a kelim are mekabel tuma. Once they're broken, though, they are tahor. They lose their status. Once something loses its status of a kli, it is no longer mekabel tuma. So the question is, once a kira or a kupach break, right, at what point do they become unusable, and at what point do they become eno mekabel tuma? At what point do they become tahor? And that's going to be able to determine what the shape or the design of the kupach is. And you'll see in a second. Heichidami kupach, heichidami kira. What does a kupach look like, and what does a kira look like? Amar Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina, kupach makom shvisas kedera achas. A kupach has room enough for one pot. Kira makom shvisas shtei kederos. And a kira has enough room for two. So again, if you can imagine like those fire pits you may see, let's say at the beach or in a park somewhere, right? It's a square kind of stone contraption. It's open on top. It has a little hole in the wall to stoke the coals that you're inevitably going to put on the bottom of it, and then as a place to put the dish on top. So a kira is simply rectangular, and you have room for two pots, and a kupach is a square, and you only have room for one. And that's what the Gemara is going to explain right now. Amar Abaye v'itemer Rabbi Yirmiya, af anu nami tanina. We also learned in a Mishnah, this Mishnah is in Kalim, right, where it talks about this whole Tumatara stuff in terms of Kalim. Kira shenechlaka la orcha tahora. If a kira is split, orcha is lengthwise. If the kira is split lengthwise, right, meaning from the narrow side, right, if you split it down the middle, starting from both narrow sides, so then it is tahora. Then it is no good because you can't put a pot in it anymore. Right, you're left with two long. The long sides of a rectangle, right? You just broke the Yutet Dekira. But the Rachbara, if you split it down the middle, if you split it widthwise, so then it's Tamea, because what are you left with? When you split a Kira, which can hold two pots, down the middle widthwise, so you're just left with two Kupachs. You're just left with something that can contain one dish each. Okay, kupach, but a kupach ben l'orko ben l'rochbo, regardless of however you split a kupach, right, because it's a square, so regardless of how you split it down the middle, whether it's widthwise or lengthwise, then it's going to be tohor because it already has no room for a single pot. Okay, shkoyach rabosai, we will go weiter mitzvah Hashem on Erev Yom Tif tomorrow with the Halakha Shas.